Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. We are so glad you're here today. If you live near the Atlanta area, we'd love to invite you to join us in person on a Sunday here at Sugar Hill Church. Just swing by the website, sugarhill.church, and you'll find a place there that says new here, and you can even plan a visit, and we'll pull out all the stops to make sure you feel welcome and answer any questions that you may have. Just swing by sugarhill.church. Well, I've been talking with some friends recently about the power of the Lord's Supper and just the significance of it. And so doing some research, I ran across an article I found really helpful that talked about this idea of our daily bread. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3 says that we do not live by bread alone. And then you fast forward to the New Testament and Jesus says, when we're praying, that we're to pray, give us our daily bread. And so the obvious reminder is that there's something more than just physical bread. There's something more than carbs that you spread butter on. In fact, the Bible gives us at least four different pictures of what bread can represent. The first one in this article was that bread represents the necessities of life. This is what God says he's going to supply for us. This is what God says I'm going to do for you. And so when we pray, give us our daily bread, what we're praying is, God, would you help us with our necessities? God, would you help us with what we need every single day? And one of the things that you learn in scripture is we're not meant just to sit back and pray it and do nothing, but instead we're to join God in work and to do those things that bring those things we need in our life. Proverbs 14 verse 23 says that hard work always pays off. Mere talk puts no bread on the table. Number two, the second thing that bread represents is God's word. God's word. That's where, you know, Deuteronomy 8 verse 3 says that people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In other words, the Bible is spiritual food for us. And so when the nation of Israel was wandering around in the wilderness, God dropped bread from heaven. He dropped manna for them to pick up because they had nothing to eat. God gave them bread to teach them that people need more than bread in their life. That real life comes when we're feeding on the Word of God, when we're listening to it, downloading it into our life. And so we don't just need physical nourishment, we need spiritual nourishment. Number three, a third picture of bread is it represents God's family and fellowship. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 16 says, "Is the bread which we break not a sharing in the body of Christ?" So in other words, it's a metaphor for the family of God. That we need God's people in our life, whether we have a physical family or not. God wants us to be part of his forever family, what we call the church, a place of connectedness, a place of fellowship. And the fourth picture of bread is it represents salvation. Jesus chose bread to represent his bodily sacrifice in communion. And so every time we eat the bread and every time we drink the juice, it's a reminder of how much God loves us and the sacrifice that he made for us so that we can know him, have our sins forgiven, and spend eternity in heaven. And so whatever your need is today, whatever it is, whether it's physical or emotional, relational or spiritual, God will take care of it if you'll depend on him. And so I want to encourage you today to join the prayer of Jesus as we pray, God, would you give us this day our daily bread? And then once you've prayed that, trust God to provide for you in every single way. We love you guys. I hope you have a great day today, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.